We had a front room to live in there, but that's all. Everything else I had to go three doors up for, to my grandmother's house. 1947, my father said to me, we're going up the Fairfax to live. Great. So we went up there, and though it was all right living down here, it's like moving into the country up there, really. Oh, it was heaven, heaven on earth. And nobody was ever cold in them, as far as I know. Well, we were all our little buggers in them days and all mine. So when I started in Lady Windsor, there wasn't enough room in the baths for me to have one. But they were building an extension in onto that, so I had to wait till that was finished. So in that period, a tin bath, front of the fire, bucket of hot water on the fire, and that's how I used to bath every day, until the baths was finished. But until then, it was a bit of a pot, but there you were, you had to be done, didn't it? And it was marvellous, so I had to go to the showers in the pit, yeah. There was horses working on the ground. I can remember I was working on the ground at the same time. And I can remember the day they'd come up every year during the miners' holiday and they'd get put out in the field somewhere. And if you see them come up the pit, those horses, you've never seen anything so excited in all your life. It's awful cruel life, really. But they weren't mistreated or badly treated, it was just the conditions they lived in there. In a tunnel. They lived in a tunnel all their life. What they've done with the pit, to me, is a good job. They've landscaped the whole area, and they've done a very, very good job of it. And many times I've walked with a dog across the bridge and down the line, the old line, and walk past the washery there, and you just can't see absolutely nothing. There's no indication that it was a colliery there. Banished. No way would we have a coal fire, you know. No way. Got a boiler upstairs. Forget about it. Don't think about it. Don't do nothing to it. It just runs on its own, doesn't it? Coal makes a right mess.